Guinea pig. When the small hill of the mother's body stayed still, I knew she had died. Fanny sat in the wood chips beside her. When I returned with a Ziploc bag, she lay right on top of her, making a soft, almost inaudible sound. Her mourning, strangely the same as any other I've known. The same perfect limpness of one body thrown over another, like a hopeless cloth. And the sound of deepest sorrow, muffled as though it came from the center of a gigantic stone. I couldn't bring myself to move her. All afternoon she lay on the sudden silence of her mother's heart and on the slower news of the body, which still offered a fading warmth.